Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
putting people and innovations together to take ideas into the next phase. That sounds a bit crazy, doesn't it? But I've been looking at the overall problem of education and looking at theorising about some of the big broad structures could be about how people are really addicted to folk beliefs, and part of the addiction to folk beliefs is a set of behaviours which locks them into those said folk beliefs. You could go about that all day, and essentially all that people in the folk belief have to do is say, look, I don't listen to people who criticise folk beliefs, and that's sort of like the fundamental aspect. It's almost like a zombie being, people who are destined to become zombies are basically undead. And then when I talk about zombies, you have the idea that, sorry, I'm just going to changing lanes to make sure that I'm not going to kill myself here. Now, okay, so I am driving while I'm talking this. Yeah, look, zombies, if you know the classic zombie legend, is that they create more zombies. That's one of the things. The zombie creates more zombies. And there is... Oh, sorry, this is giving me the jeebs. They create more zombies, and there's the thing is that they're unstoppable. And you keep on knocking them off. You knock the heads off them. You reason with them, but they keep on somehow being able to mindlessly lumber forward. And so there's a lot of educational zombieism in here, and that's so the looking at these folk beliefs and folk teaching, it's all part of the story that people are. So I'm just sorry for doing this. I'm just looking at the speed limits and making sure that I'm all okay on this one. Yeah, there's the basic zombie folk system that these ideas keep on going. And you could talk about this, and people will go, "Oh, that's not, you know, oh." No, one thing about zombies is they are not going to suddenly turn around and say, oh my gosh, I'm a zombie, I'll get rid of myself. They've got an entire zombie culture going. So it's okay to look at this, and it's really good to realise to not waste your time talking to a zombie. Okay, and that's what I'm not doing. I'm actually out there, I suppose, single-handedly, I'm going to convert the world to quantum mechanics. I myself personally understand what's going on. So I'm the only sane young guy who's fallen in love with the professor's daughter, and I'm going to actually save the world with quantum mechanics. And it looks so I can. So I'm building devices and building strategies across them. And as you do, you build one strategy, and as you build in clock in one strategy, you say, that fits in a strategic shelf. What would go next to it? What are the strategies which go next to it? And, of course, the strategy which goes next to one of my strategies is the skateboard, the laboratory skateboard. So this is a skateboard with a mobile phone strapped onto it, and the mobile phone is set to physics. And that is, it records time, acceleration, bumps, orientations. Everything that is happening to that skateboard is being recorded. And so it's one of these natural things that I was trying to look at dynamics trolleys. And then as soon as people saw a skateboard, I want to get on it. I want to skate. And you say, oh, I think I've discovered a natural way of... where people have a dynamics trolley and they've got this methodology of thought was going across them. And so, let's backtrack a minute. You've got the zombie culture propagating folk science. This is science which is fundamentally not true. And part of the zombie culture is feigned amazement, ignorance, politeness as they listen for you for a while, and then quietly seeping back into your zombie culture again. And of course, it's going to be wacky. It's like this young person in a shed building an anti, a Ghostbusters gun. You know, who are you going to call? And it's not the zombie busting. Okay, so what's happened is that going through, I've built the sort of the gigawatt, the giga, so many gigawatts. I've got my Lorien time machine, some of the quantum mechanical devices up and running, and I've got plans ahead and running. But what I'm going to, what's doing is that as I've got my shed and I've got a spot here for this, a spot here for that. Oh my God, there's cops, coppers galore going. I was going 90 in a kilometer zone. Not, didn't feel like proper 90. Probably wasn't proper 90. This going across, people will know different things, and sort of building the workbench to get these things together, the lab view to propagate out podcasts and to arrange things, to integrate things to help me forward, and the general broad strategy to just comfortably slowly walk into a intelligent beacon. This is a beaker which does all the science, basically. The one beaker does all the science with minimum distraction, aims low, and does low teaching quite well by minimizing cognitive load, and then does high. It's sort of like everyone else has got a one-string guitar, and this is an orchestra. Beacon, but it can't do everything, and not doing everything is this skateboard. Now, the thing is that immediately there's a skateboard, the people think, who is on that skateboard? And the initial thing is, well, why not you? And the reason why not you in this case is that the mum, or the people involved, basically shut it down. They're in that folk zombie world that is really new ideas can kill zombies outright. So if you want to live a zombie life, you have to actually quietly invite new ideas in the front door and quickly show them the back door and hope they don't circle around a second time. Now that's the actual situation. We have to look for someone who has got nothing to lose, everything to gain, and has the bandwidth to actually listen to, take on. And one of the things is that people who don't need to be helped don't want to help. It's sort of a very unusual thing. We have to train people to help other people if they never need to be helped themselves. And so this naturally goes across to who do I want? So the idea is there's a skateboard, you bolt a mobile phone to it, you set the app to a physics lamp, so it's got all the accelerometers, everything on it. It's got the Bluetooth, everything, the battery, it's all there on the mobile phone. And you have my idea of the Dynamics trolley is to have it accelerated in a uniform way repeatedly so you can repeat experiments. But not so. I don't think people really look at that. What the view is that there's that automatically produced something which has suddenly got youth traction, that is a mobile phone on a skateboard. So that, I'm there. So what do you do next? And that's the next thing to do is to engage a refugee. Now, you automatically there have, one is that if you are a rich kid who's successful, all they're going to do is clap their hands at their local golf links and go, oh, well done. But your uncle was so successful and stuff like that. And these people have got a large increment to go if they're successful on this. And they have the ability to communicate with other people in that zone. So there is really much the idea of trying to get a refugee kid in to go ahead. Now, the interesting thing is that these people have few people representing them, but the few people representing them, the opportunities are not clear straight. They don't do what their father's done, or they don't have dinner with so-and-so and go to the right school. And so the actual solution for them is not laid out. And so the solution is more open source, you can get into it. Now, I've sort of began to talk to the first people to get into it. 47, look, I may be 5 bloody minutes late or even later coming across for all this effort I was concerned that I was going to be too early for this group. I'm going to. So the issue is to get across. Now, one of the initial things is to think ahead that I obviously want to achieve something. Now, one of the things is that if you want to achieve something in education and is not supported by the boss, I won't advance the principle and the system, it's automatically shut down. And one has to work out how one goes here. You've got something which is a great benefit. You have to actually present it and package it such that you have no benefit yourself whatsoever. So it really has to be provided at arm's length, possibly by a group of concerned people who want to interact. So I think this is a role definitely for the Glenbrook Institute, the Glenbrook Advanced Concepts Institute, to engage in, and to, as a group of sponsored people, if we're getting together informally, just starting up, we want to. I think it's any time it's individual to organisation, there's a problem. But if I can go organisation to organisation to speak with the a group and set a reasonable target, and this means that people can automatically. It's sort of like when you buy a McDonald's hamburger from a company, and then you buy it from McDonald's. You suddenly don't worry about the price, because the price has always been fixed as the same of all restaurants. You actually don't really want to compare different hamburgers, because the hamburger bought up the mountains is the same as the hamburger bought down the mountains. It's a systemized product. So people's set of thinking, now on the other hand, they don't think, oh, my compliments to the chef, this is a great hamburger. That one of the things you get bought by having uniformity is that people are no longer bring up the systems of thinking of the freshness and stuff. Everything has been standardized. Now, this is with a commercial, organization? I was trying to really think going through a commercial group. So going through this, the obvious thing is that although the strategy has been train someone up with the ability to make strategies and the ability to bring in science, the ability to go forward, train them up, cut them loose, try and squash them. That's probably a good thing, because it's actually pushed me away into my sweet zone. Ultimately, I'm actually thriving on being abandoned. In a world run by zombies, with the zombie high command and the zombie police force, it is actually good that I have actually run away out into the sticks, fearing for my life, because if I didn't fear for my life, I'd be absolutely stuffed, you know, feeding zombies, getting zombie pay and all this type of, stuff. But nonetheless, there are these mechanisms involved. So there's been the mechanism to evolve all these things to get the Internet of Things, the Internet skateboard. Okay, that might be a way of doing it. And then there's the evolution to say, well, at the moment, if I have a such and such, it's much more to have a such and such used by such and such to do such and such, and this is the overall story. It actually builds it into a much bigger thing. So that's that next statement, and thank you very much, marketing degrees, agree to help me work that out. Because say if I said that without my MBA of marketing, in marketing, or I didn't have an MBA in marketing, I did marketing in my MBA, if I didn't have that, I would think, I am absolutely stark raving mad. Now, what's actually happened was that when I first did it, I thought all of marketing was stark raving mad. I didn't think of it as a contempt or anything to do with me. I just thought it was mad. And it was only afterwards that I realized, oh, it's not mad. If you don't do it, it doesn't work. It's sort of like an essential thing. It's almost like people need body odor for certain to repel insects or something like that. It's not pleasant. It's not the best, and it's not logical, but it has an effect. Being able to understand beyond the scientist's view of this is the product, this is the product, this is the person, this is how it's going to be marketed, and a marketing plan, which is don't go in there guns blazing with a the fundamental thing, I think, in terms of successful sales is that you want to set up a sequence, a path from A to B where it's yes, 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 yes. You don't want them to ever engage with a concept which is a negative deal breaker. And the problem is that if you rush a sale, you'll rush into a deal breaker. So there's sort of an understanding of a time and relationship for a sale. So in this case, the first homework has to be done, sort of sussing out the. So although I have a product for a refugee, the concept of approaching a particular refugee with the product is not going to work. What has to be done is you have to gain intelligence and understanding how the refugee organizations work, and to build from that intelligence, to intelligently build your own personal organization to communicate the information across. It's a real hard yard theme. And to in this is to peel away as much side information. So for me, although I'm really fascinated in all the surrounding technologies, which is like an Internet of Things intelligent school table with a piano and response system in it already, it's like intelligence, and also the intelligent beacon. Although I'm interested in that, that's exactly the thing they don't need to hear. They only need to hear about the skateboard. To keep it across. So now normally that would be done by in an organization. In a research lab, it's very fertile to have your mind across several products that can differentiate, cross-fertilize, all these sorts of things. But once it gets to marketing, it must be only one product with one market and one system through, because although the cross-fertilization works with research and product development, it doesn't tend to work very well down the track. It's sort of things have to funnel up and focus, and things basically have to be passed from one person one person to the next down the track. So I have an overall plan of a plan to take a certain amount of time and to ask certain people just very gently and with time to go forward and assist in this process. So eventually I'll get over through it. Now what I'm going to do now is I'm going to focus, switch you off. Thanks a lot for listening to this. So let's look this in summary. Basically, I'm talking about getting the ultimate end news article is a refugee kid making good and helping out Australian society with his skateboard and opening up and showing that there is a path forward, a benefit due to new players coming into the place, which there undoubtedly is. However, we go back and look at the overall system of development. It starts from the very broad thing of zombies versus innovators. So you can hear all this noise and traffic going through. I wonder if you'll hear anything for all this. So there's that big issue. Then there's all the development, and then there's the focus down to one product, and then the idea that the product is not directly marshalled by the person who developed it, but it's marshalled through organisation to organisation transaction. And this transaction does not happen all the time, i.e. there is refugee organisations do not, in general, speak to educational organisations. They don't do this type of transactions. This is where the educational organisations provide a service but not an opportunity, which is that that entire thing. So again, using these principles, these things will take time, and I will have to slowly and methodically not overstep the mark at any point in time, but conservatively feel my way forward on all of this. The main idea is that a 10% yes is better than a 30% yes with a 10% no chance in it. You know, if that makes sense, I've got to get, the main thing is I have to optimize everything such that the no, the scope of no is reduced at each step. So although I may want to take a bigger step, and the bigger step may be fantastic, I've got to be more aware of it. And the other reason is that my overall intelligence, my understanding of myself and how I present myself requires a lot of reflection. Some people have it naturally. If I don't have it naturally, I've got to work out how to do it. So I hope this makes sense. I'm going to switch off now, and thanks a lot for listening as I focus on getting through this ever-increasing cynic. Oh my godfather. So it's on just nearly...
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.